From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,070th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Waking up the crowd, everybody's having fun, we're waking up the crowd, waking up the crowd, waking up the crowd, everybody's dancing now, we're waking up the crowd.
Now all you boys are sitting around, don't pass up this chance, grab the gal that's next to you, get on the floor and dance. Now's the time to show her off, it'll make her feel so proud, cause everybody's dancing now, we're waking up the crowd.
Waking up the crowd, waking up the crowd, everybody's having fun, we're waking up the crowd. Waking up the crowd, waking up the crowd, everybody's dancing now, we're waking up the crowd.
Was a sight to see. Everybody looks so sad. I thought, oh, mercy me. Then the band struck up a tune. They hit it good and loud. Cause everybody's dancing now. We're waking up the crowd.
Waking up the crowd. Waking up the crowd. Everybody's having fun. We're waking up the crowd. Waking up the crowd. Waking up the crowd. Everybody's dancing now. We're waking.
Up the crowd, Porter Wagoner and one of his late RCA Victor discs. Thank you, Porter, as if this crowd needed any waking up. And welcome to the show, friends. As always, there are big doings in store for everybody, what with our Opry regular, Archie Campbell along, the Jordanaires, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as our special guests, those two great entertainers, the Opry favorites, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
And we'll have Wilma Lee and Stoney out here to sing one of their fine songs in just a few minutes. But right now, I want you to pay close attention as the Jordanaires sang us a song from their big capital album, Land of Jordan, One of These Mornings.
One of these mornings,
yes, now, one of these mornings,
one of these,
yes,
mornings,
now, one of these mornings,
I'm going to see Jesus face to face, thank him for his amazing grace, finding him a resting place, one of these mornings, oh yes.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now, one of these mornings,
I'm going to see,
yes,
Jesus,
I'm going to see Jesus.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now, one of these mornings,
I'm going to go home,
yes, I'm going to go home,
I'm going to
put on the robe of love, walk on the golden streets above, lay down my cross, pick up my crown, one of these mornings, oh yeah. There'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more tomorrow, there'll be no more crying, well when we get home.
God knows we're gonna preach,
preach,
pray,
pray,
sing,
sing,
shout,
shout, live on up in the glory one of these mornings, oh yes, well one of these mornings, I'm gonna see Jesus, well one of these mornings, I'm gonna go home.
Thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks a lot. Now, Grant?
Yes, Porter?
How about doing the honors and introducing our fine guests?
Well, I'll be glad to, Porter, but this is one couple who don't need any introduction from me or anybody else. They've always been great favorites with the crowd, whether out on the road or here on the stage at the Ryman. So let's have a big welcome for a great couple, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper!
Wilma Lee and Stoney, it's really a pleasure to have you with us.
Always like to be on the Opry, Porter.
That's for sure, Porter.
And I don't know of anybody that we'd rather have. But let's not stand around talking. Let's have a little music. Seeing as how this is an election year, how do you two stand on the political issue?
I don't know about the issues, but I'm for more love.
I reckon that's because that happens to be the name of one of your big Hickory records. So sing it, Wilma Lee and Stoney.
There's
more love. More love waiting for a chance with me.
If you think that you're too good for me, tell me that I just don't rate. You turn up your nose and you swell and you pout every time I show up late. You treat me like I was a runaway child who never spent a day in school. If you want to play highbrow games with me, I've got a little news for you. There's more sweet lips that's never been kissed. I never want to cry about the chances I've missed. It's more empty arms that's never been filled. So if you ain't an empty heart for real, there's more love waiting all alone. Don't you think nobody in the whole wide world is good enough to win your heart? You'd better stop acting like you feel above every member of the human race. And be your old sweet self or you're gonna be left while I'm looking some other place. There's more sweet lips that's never been kissed. I never want to cry about the chances I've missed. More empty arms that's never been filled. So if you hate it, looking for real, there's more love, more love.
Something, Grant, that Stoney Cooper comes from a part of the country where folks are really outspoken, and I'll bet that he could tell us something about tobacco.
Now, when you say Prince Albert smoking tobacco, you said it all, Porter. That's from Stoney. And I agree with that, Stoney, but we like to go into a little more detail. For instance, we always like to say that Prince Albert's got the mild and mellow flavor, the smooth and easy-going taste that pipe smokers and roll-your-own men appreciate.
Yes, sir, and we don't ask anybody to take our word for it. Just light up a pipe full of PA. The proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Yes, Porter, PA is crimp cut, so it burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots. And it's always fresh.
I tell you, it's just like I said. You say, when you say, Prince Albert.
America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, and he's fiddling along with all the Tennessee travelers, doing some fancy fiddling and dancing to the tune of Snowflake Breakdown.
Get away to the ocean, wave the sea, wave that pretty girl home to me, and hang the door and take the bed, swing that pretty girl by yourself. Swing on, swing, call and swing, look down, park and call, everybody dancing on the go, just sitting in the bed, panting on the go. Lady on the inside, sitting in the hall, hands up and dance about, and lady in the left, and just to the right, dance like a dance of the Saturday night. Everybody dancing on the go, just sitting in the bed, panting on the go. Hey, one lady, gin or so, lay around, gin, gin don't go. Hands up, fold, second to the left, swing your corner, swing it by yourself, swing your partner, and on you go. Everybody dance, what do you say? Combination of Saturday night. Hey! I'll wave that ocean, wave at sea, wave that pretty girl home to me. Hands up, fold, second to the left, swing your corner, swing it by yourself, swing more, swing it, oh, swing it together. Mark and call, everybody dance, and on you go. Chicken in the bed, man, picking that door. Yes, lay on the inside, sit on the out, everybody make a hand bow.
Oh!
Thank you, Tommy and Dancers. That was mighty fine.
It certainly was, Grant. All of us enjoyed it.
Say, Porter, a little while back, you were telling me a story about a little boy and his mother and what she had to say to him. I wonder if you'd mind repeating it for all of our friends.
Folks, the story that Grant is talking about is one where the little crippled boy lay dying, and his mama told him that he'd soon be in heaven. And he said, "But Mama, heaven is so far away." She gently replied, "No, son, it really isn't near as far as we think. Why, you know, heaven is just a prayer away."
When you're trying to reach heaven, talk to Jesus every day, for he knows that you are coming. If you go to church on Sunday, get down on your knees and pray. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. Heaven's just a prayer. Get down on your knees and pray. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. Heaven's just a prayer away. Heaven's just a prayer away.
Thank you very, very much. Now here's my good friend and master of the electric guitar, Chet Atkins, to play Sabrosa. Chet Atkins, the king of the guitar players. Thank you, Chet. Thank you very much. Now it's my turn to introduce the king of the funny men. Here he is, Archie Camel.
Howdy, Porter.
Arch, how you doing tonight?
Feeling pretty well. I'm so proud of my wife. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a gal that has really made me... You heard about her.
No.
Didn't you hear about my wife?
No, what happened?
She's been voted Miss Phonograph Record of 1960. My little wife.
Well, now, how in the world did she get elected Miss Phonograph Record of 1960?
Her measurements. Her measurements.
Her measurements.
Yeah, 45, 78, 33 and a third.
Now, listen, she's kind of hefty, ain't she?
Well, she's uncommonly hefty in places. As a matter of fact, she's fat in places where other women ain't even got places. Yeah, but I love every pound of her.
Yeah?
I'll never forget when we was a-courting back years ago, Porter. Them was the good old days. I remember one time we went to a party, and all the chairs was tucked up. There wasn't nothing left but to sit on but a big old can of lard, you know.
Yeah?
I remember I sat down on this can of lard, and she sat down on my lap.
Yeah.
And I sat down just as easy and got up just as greasy.
Hey, listen, didn't you take her out to eat last night?
Yeah, I did. Took her to the fanciest restaurant in Nashville.
Is that
right? Yeah, one of them places where they got the mustard and ketchup and everything right out on the table.
Yeah.
Fresh sawdust on the floor. Yeah. Fancy. That woman embarrassed me to death, Porter.
Is that right?
Sat right there in that restaurant and took a fork and scratched her back with it.
No kidding.
Embarrassed me so bad I dropped a whole handful of mashed potatoes. And her daddy, that's the most absent-minded guy I've ever seen in my life, her daddy is.
No kidding, Archie.
I went over there the other night. He was sitting there in the parlor, chewing tobacco and tried to blow a smoke ring. You never saw such a mess in your life.
Yeah.
All over the place. And her mother.
Yeah.
My wife's mother. Lord, there is the War Department in Bloomers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the dying truth. She's 90 years old, Porter. 90 years old and has never used glasses.
Never used glasses?
No, sir. Drinks right out of that jug. She's the kind of a woman that would vote a town dry and then move. She'll invite you over to the house to eat, and then heat the butter so you can't get no heat the knife so you can't get no butter. No. Yeah, heat the butter so you can't get any knife. Yeah, but now the other night we went over there and to eat. There was six of us went, and they had five pork chops.
There were six of you, and you had five pork
six
chops.
Six people and five pork chops. You never saw such a display of bad manners in your life. Six people and five pork chops. I never saw such bad manners. Of course, the two I got were delicious. Porter, I've been reading poetry here on the Opry.
I've been hearing about you. I hear you turned out quite a poet.
Yes, I have. And I want to do one tonight especially for all the Nashville girls. I know we have people from all over, but tonight I want to do this especially for the Nashville girls. This little bit of poetry, and here it is. Now you take England's dandy beauties that love their beef and beer, and Ireland's fair-haired lassies that love their land so dear, and Germany's fair-haired fräuleins that love their sauerkraut, and Italy's dark-eyed maidens that push the cart about. But give me these Nashville girls who say kissing brings sweet dreams. From their lips you get the flavor of...
What?
Onions, garlic, and beans.
This is Farron Young, and I'd like to sing The Proof is in the Puffin' for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. the proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor and a pipe full that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now it's time we welcome back our guests, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Here they are with their big hickory record, Big Wheel. Open up.
Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Wilma Lee and Stoney, and thanks a million for being our guest. Now, here's another great opera personality and one of my special favorites, too. Boy, he is a dandy. Grandpa Jones, Waiting for a Train.
There it goes.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train. 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He said, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. Well, I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off your railroad bum, and he slammed the boxcar door. Wide open faces all around me, and the moon and the stars up above. Oh, no one seemed to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, I'm going back to Dixieland. Oh, my pocketbook is empty, and my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train. Oh, day, oh, day, day, oh, day.
Grandpa Jones and Waiting for a Train. Thanks, Grandpa. You were great on that. And now, Porter, how about a little news for the folks about your plans?
Well, Grant, we're fixing to go out on tour down in, we're playing down Jackson, Mississippi, and then we're going over in the Virginias, over at Huntington and Roanoke, then up in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a week, and up in the North Country. And, of course, then back to the Grand Ole Opry.
That's really getting around the country, Porter. And the best of luck from all of us to you, Porter. Now, how about that latest RCA Victor record of yours, the one that tells how the church was completed, the legend of the steeple.
There's a legend about a church in our town, the steeple so high it's seen for miles around. Look on the hill and you'll realize the steeple's too big for the church's size. It seems it was a long time ago when this church had no steeple, just four walls and a roof overhead sheltered the humble people. But the money was short, 'cause the times were bad. They had to get along on what they had. Just good, simple people praying for a steeple.
Bum. About this time when spring was near,
bum.
A man of wealth and his sweetheart dear,
bum.
Made their plans for the bells to ring.
They would wed on the first of spring.
So this man of wealth and his true love dear named the wedding hour. They would wed in the little church, the one that had no tower.
But he was a kind and generous man. He told his true love of his plan. I'll build a steeple for these good people. Yes, they'll have their steeple, the bells there will ring. They'll ring for our wedding on the first day of spring.
But they say death comes like a thief, and soon his heart was filled with grief.
1 week before the wedding day,
he learned his love had passed away. In spite of his grief and broken heart, he kept the promise given.
I'll build a steeple so my love can hear the bells in heaven. Then he built a steeple grand, the tallest one in all the land. That's how the people got their steeple. Well, that is the reason the steeple is so high, and why the bells ring louder when springtime is nigh.
This is Porter Wagoner saying thanks, and we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
The Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.